You're listening to SBS News.
In Washington, D.C., the red carpets, gold frames, and political theater were impossible to ignore. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, also known as MBS, arrived at the White House for his first visit since the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump. What followed was a day of flattery, record-breaking financial promises, and sharp geopolitical messaging. The U.S. president first led the Crown Prince along his newly curated Presidential Walk of Fame, showcasing portraits of every U.S. president except Joe Biden. Inside the Oval Office, he was all praise for the Saudi leader.
We have an extremely respected man in the Oval Office today, and a friend of mine for a long time, a very good friend of mine. And I'm very proud of the job he's done. What he's done is incredible in terms of human rights and everything else. And he's the Crown Prince, the future king.
The Saudi Crown Prince did not come to the White House empty-handed. He came with the promise to invest $1 trillion U.S. dollars in America.
I believe, Mr. President, in the, today and tomorrow we're going to announce that we are going to increase that $600 billion to almost $1 trillion of investment, real investment and real opportunity by details in many areas. And the agreement that we are signing today in many areas, in technology, in AI, in earth materials, magnet, etc., that will create a lot of investment opportunities.
So you are doing that now. You're saying to me now that the $600 billion will be $1 trillion.
Definitely, because what we are signing, it will facilitate that.
Ahead of the Crown Prince's arrival, Mr. Trump had announced he had agreed to sell Saudi Arabia F-35 fighter jets, despite internal concerns that the deal could expose sensitive U.S. technology to China. Mr. Trump welcomed the Crown Prince's pledge, repeating his claims that his policies will attract massive foreign investment.
And I want to thank you because you've agreed to invest $600 billion into the United States. And because he's my friend, he might make it a trillion, but I'm going to have to work on him. But it's 600. We can count on $600 billion, but that number could go up a little bit higher, yes, sir. I don't know. We'll see.
Economists say the U.S. president's target of approximately $21.2 trillion in investment commitments by year's end appears unrealistic and remains unexplained by the White House. Asked if Saudi Arabia could sustain such spending amid low oil prices, Prince Mohammed suggested the strategy aligns with technology development, especially computer chip production.
We are not creating a fake opportunities to, you know, please America, please Trump. It's real opportunities. For example, when you ask about the AI and the chips, Saudi Arabia have a huge demand of, a huge need of computing power, and we're going to spend in the short term around $50 billion by consuming those semiconductors for our needs in Saudi Arabia. And with the agreement that we're going to have with America, that will allow us to focus that consuming power in the short term by $50 billion.
Mr. Trump and Secretary of State Marco Rubio both say they're working on getting the proper licenses to export the chips.
We are working on that. We're negotiating that right now. Marco, do you want to talk about that, or Scott?
Well, I mean, that's part of what we may have announcements on that later today. But that's what we've been working on, is the mechanics by which something like that could be. It's part of the broader process, part of this broader engagement and cooperation between our two countries.
Certain levels of chips.
The mood shifted sharply, however, when a reporter asked about Saudi journalist and dissident Jamal Khashoggi, who was murdered at the hands of Saudi agents at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, in October of 2018. A U.S. intelligence assessment concluded that the Saudi Crown Prince orchestrated the brutal murder. This is the question posed by U.S. ABC journalist at the Oval Office.
Mr. President, is it appropriate, Mr. President, for your family to be doing business in Saudi Arabia while you're president? Is that a conflict of interest? And Your Royal Highness, the U.S. intelligence concluded that you orchestrated the brutal murder of a journalist. 9/11 families are furious that you are here in the Oval Office. Why should Americans trust you?
The question irritated the U.S. president, who replied with,
"Who are you with?
I'm with ABC News, sir."
You're with who?
ABC News, sir.
Fake news. ABC fake news. One of the worst in the business. But I'll answer your question.
Thank you.
I have nothing to do with the family business. I have left and when I've devoted 100% of my energy. What my family does is fine. They do business all over. They've done very little with Saudi Arabia, actually. I'm sure they could do a lot. And anything they've done has been very good. That's what we've done. We've built a tremendous business for a long time. I've been very successful.
The Crown Prince then delivered his own response, calling the killing of Mr. Khashoggi painful and a huge mistake.
About the journalists, it's really painful to hear, anyone that been losing his life for, no real purpose or nothing illegal way. And it's been painful for us in Saudi Arabia. We've did all the right steps of investigation, etc., in Saudi Arabia. And we've improved our system to be sure that nothing happened like that. And it's painful and it's a huge mistake. And we are doing our best that this doesn't happen again.
Both the U.S. president and the Crown Prince were then asked about the reconstruction of Gaza. Prince Mohammed says no amount has been agreed upon yet, but that Saudi Arabia will help. A civil nuclear deal, long debated, was also raised, with the U.S. president saying it is possible, but not urgent. All in all, it was a day of gold-framed optics, trillion-dollar promises, fierce questioning, and strategic ambition. Whether the nuclear talks, F-35 sales, or investment totals materialize remain to be seen. But the voices from inside the Oval Office have set out a clear direction for the U.S.-Saudi relationship. Aslam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.